Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
You guys are weird.
You guys are weird.
You surrounded yourself with a bunch of weirdos.
You guys are weird.
I'm not weird.
I'm not weird.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
Then yes, you are indeed a
weirdo.
Everybody's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Ready for the big show?
Yes.
But be prepared.
Be prepared for it to get weird.
All right, showtime.
6:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. It is Wednesday morning, Carla, middle of the work week.
It sure is, Mike. I was remiss, apparently. It's National Hot Dog Day again.
What?
Yeah, I think it's like two or three times a year now. So, yes. I was reading an article that most people, it was like 60% of people who buy hot dogs in the store, they hide them in their cart. They don't want people to know that they're buying hot dogs. Yeah, because they're not the healthiest and all that, but they sure are good.
I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Eating hot dogs and blasting this.
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
Nothing better than a good hot dog.
Yes, I know.
Oh. And Morty was saying there are dollar hot dogs everywhere.
Yeah. 7-Eleven's got them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all over. I can post a list, but I mean, they'll probably be surprised at some of the places you can get them today for a buck. So.
I do that on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Sunshine, breezy today, high 106. 105 the high tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend, although warm. It's going to be warm, but not as windy. 85 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, he's huge. He may become the next EGOT winner now that the Emmys were announced. I'll tell you who it is. It's big.
All right, we'll find out about that and some other stories after REO Speedwagon. Can't fight the feeling.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Time Magazine's list of the most influential people on the internet includes President Trump, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Old Town Road rapper Lil Nas. Lil Nas. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Most influential people on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 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 Yep. And also, I mean, say you're surprised, but don't be, because they are huge on the internet. They're huge on Instagram. They're huge on Twitter. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Also on the list, boy band BTS, Ariana Grande, Cardi B. These are people on the internet. They are influential. They make tons of money, and they make companies tons of money.
Huh.
So, yeah, I know it. I know. And their words count, people. Guess what? Ours don't. Theirs do. Good or bad, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Okay.
The Emmy nominations are out. That supposedly terrible final season of Game of Thrones leads the way with a record 32 nominations.
Wow.
I know. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Chernobyl, SNL also did very well. HBO leads for the most nominated network this year with 137 nominations. Netflix was second with 117. Now, CBS had 43 nominations, but people don't really watch CBS for their shows. They died on the couch. So that's like, they have like the oldest demo. CBS actually has
really?
Like the oldest demo. They
do.
They did well, though. Now, Fox will air the Primetime Emmy Awards live on September 22nd. Now, some interesting facts about this year's Emmys. Bruce Springsteen could become an EGOT winner.
Really?
Yes, he sure could. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, one win away from making Emmy history. She's won a ton of Emmys for Veep, for Seinfeld, of course. I think she even won for The New Adventures of Old Christine. So she's, this girl, she's so damn funny.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler got a nomination for his first SNL hosting gig, and that was great. That was a great show.
You liked that.
I did like it a lot.
Not a big
really
fan, but you liked that.
No, I loved when he was on that show, and I thought he was funny. I thought that thing, the thing he did about Chris Farley, that song was great. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll probably pick up an Emmy for that one. For now, that is my painfully deep take.
Giving you your first chance to win this morning, Doobie Brothers going to be at the Pearl over at the Palms. And I believe this is in September.
Yes,
in September.
It is.
So if you want to go, not want anything in the last 30 days, give it a shot. Ninth caller. We'll make it easy. Ninth caller at 702-739-9636. If you're up early this morning, you wipe the sleep out of your eyes and dial the phone. Does anybody dial a phone anymore? I don't know.
Kinda, sorta.
Ninth caller, you're a winner.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Mike on the phone, and Mike, you are caller number 9.
Awesome.
You got the tickets for the Doobie Brothers over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. This show is going to be in September. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's all a part of our 96 days of summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. It's awesome.
By the way, if you can't get through, you can actually, you have a second chance to win online. So go to 96.3KKLZ.com, register for a chance to win the Doobie Brothers that way.
Yes.
Well, not the band, but the tickets.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. 6:37, John Schaefer with news in a minute. How many have fallen onto the bandwagon of the Face app, making yourself look older?
No. Just about everybody. The Russians own it. No.
No.
No. No.
I didn't know that. The Russians own this app.
Yes, they own the app.
If you do this, I don't know how many people do this because nobody reads this fine print.
No, exactly.
The Russians own everything.
I know.
If you do this, your pictures, your info, everything.
Right. Of course, I think Facebook owns us pretty much anyhow. I'm fighting. I'm arguing with Facebook. I'm fighting them. Mm-hmm. I have a charge. I have a charge for an advertisement that I apparently posted that I did not post, like to boost something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even my post. So they charged me $20. So I'm in a big dispute with Mark Zuckerberg.
Look at you.
Over this thing. Yeah.
Was it a Storm Area 51?
Yeah.
Post?
No, it was no. But you, I would understand that one, Morty, trying to get the word out there.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Oh, Lord.
You got Zuckerberged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. And I'm waiting. It's been a week now. Haven't heard one thing. So if you're out there, Mark Zuckerberg.
Uh-huh.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, yeah. Read my email.
We didn't have these problems with MySpace.
No, we did not. I think I still have a MySpace account.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think we all do.
I don't know my password.
Like that $20 is going to make a big difference.
No, exactly. So give it back to me.
Well, just be careful with this Face app thing.
Yeah.
You know, I told my nephew Mark who did it.
Yeah.
That's who I first saw do it.
Right.
And I said, I don't need to make myself look 20 years older.
Me neither. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
At this point in time in my life.
Oh, dear God. Morty did mine. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See,
did you
really?
Happened?
Yeah. And here's the thing.
What
I don't
happened?
Care. The Russians can own anything.
Well, I
they're not going to get anything out of me.
They
so.
Pretty
okay.
much. Yeah, I know.
Pop-tarts.
If they listen, if they want.
You want Pop-Tarts, Russia? I got you.
You know what, Russia? But, you know, you steal my identity. Still, you pay my bills. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Putin.
Okay.
You pay my bills.
You're trying to figure out what this conversation is all about. I have no idea either, but thank you for listening. Congrats, Scott Thompson. He was the one that put it all together and won the 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. Got details on Mystery Cruise number 3 coming up very soon. But tonight, although there won't be a bonus clue, you can still party with Carla over at the Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West DI, just east of Durango. 6 to 8, extended happy hour. You can register for the Leonard Skinner tickets she's going to have to give away. Plus some other great cool tickets and show tickets.
Yeah. Beer specials, food specials. They have a great happy hour menu. So come on out. You know what? Make it a little pre-weekend party. How about that?
Start it off early.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the work week. Maybe
Perfect.
Even take a sample of your very own beer.
Blackberry wheat. It's awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
If you want more details about the 96 Days of Summer, just check out our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, breezy today. High 106, 105. The high tomorrow. Wind dying down, they say. For the weekend, it's about 86 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Got that for you after KC and the Sunshine Band.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it might be National Hot Dog Day, but it is World Emoji Day today. Pick your favorite. Send it off to whomever you may love, maybe you dislike, whatever. pick the right one, though. You ever send the wrong one? You ever send that off to someone?
Yeah.
Do the old, that's as bad as sending a nude off to, you know, your parents. Anyhow, I'm not going to say whether.
Which one was your favorite? You had a favorite for a long time.
I actually really like that kind of smirking one, that kind of half smile. I like that one, that kind of smirk. That's one of my favorites. And sorry, but I love the poop. I love the smiling poop.
That's what it was, the poop.
Oh, love the smiling poop.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be more specific. Now it's used for everything, though. But I do love the poop. Poop has to have a few different faces on it, I think. They got to get rid of the smiling, or keep the smiling, but add some frowny poop.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a kissy poop.
Change the color a little bit, too.
Yes, exactly. Change the color, because it does.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Something.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. For different ethnicities, maybe they can change the poop color, too. You know?
Nicely put.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, as soon as they find the right Allen wrench to take the building apart, IKEA is closing its only U.S. factory and moving production to Europe. They have one factory here, huge, and they're moving it to Europe. So I'm sure it'll take a while. This one doesn't work, you guys. We got another one. Jeez, God bless them. I know. Hold on. Do we have all the parts? They're in German. I can't read this.
Well, aren't they a Danish company?
They are a Danish company.
So are they moving back to Danish or what?
They're moving to Daneland.
Daneland or?
I don't know where they're moving in Europe.
Denmark.
Yes,
okay.
I don't know where they're moving to Europe. But yes to
Look at
Denmark.
That. Jacob liked that one.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, I think we're their biggest, you know, they make loads and gobs of money off of us here in the U.S.
You know what? Move the company back there. Keep the meatballs.
Oh, absolutely. I have this feeling if they move there, though, you know, it might cost us more. I don't know. We'll have to see. And, you know, this was interesting now. Would you rather, Mike, Marty, Jacob, I don't know if you've thought about this much at your ripe old age of 18, but would you rather take a bunch of short trips that only last maybe 3-4 nights or take one really long trip every year or so? Would you?
I would do the short trips.
Uh-huh. Morty?
Short trips.
Yeah. That's what 90% of the people said. They did a pretty big survey with this, and the top three reasons are less stressful to plan, they're cheaper, and of course, you can get away more often, which is nice. Now, huge on that list, they like the quick vacations. I'm not joking, because vacation sex.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can do that more, so, yeah, I know, it's kind of nice. I mean, you know, two different, you know, types of getaways, but, I mean, you know, sex.
You can still do it more during short vacations, short trips.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. That people like them more because they can, you know, vacation sex, more of it, more often.
As long as I stay on the first or second floor.
Yes, yeah. Oftentimes on the long trip, it seems like you wait a little bit. God, we're going to go there, and then tomorrow, and then on Tuesday, we're going, and you wait, and then you skip over the vacation sex. A lot of times that short trip is specifically for vacation sex.
It is, isn't it?
So why not? It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
It was the photobomb heard all around the world and social media. This family down in Texas taking a family picture at a park where I guess their grandfather used to take them.
Yeah.
And in memory, they're taking a family photo, and a middle-aged woman lifted her shirt and showed off a boob.
Yeah,
and
I got news. She sure doesn't look middle-aged to me.
Well, that's what family
so
is
so far
saying.
From middle-aged. Wow.
I'm just going by what's in the article.
Yeah.
And now the family is just distraught, and they're very upset. And they posted the picture, and a lot of people are saying that they're making a big deal out of this where they really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But the one woman of the family says if we just all crop the photo and move on, when are people going to be held accountable for their actions?
Well, first of all, you guys posted a naked picture, so now who's in trouble?
Uh-oh.
And second, boy, are we uptight. Yeah, Photoshop, crop it out, people.
And move on?
And it's the most, if it was a family photo, they sure did a crappy job with it. The kids are all looking the other way. I don't know if you saw it, Morty.
Yeah.
Sitting up there, nobody's looking at it. It's...
Looks this like a pretty casual picture.
Oh, this is the dumbest story I've ever heard. Honest to God. First of all, I wish that it never happens to me. Nobody ever does that great a photo bomb behind me. Somebody flashed. You darn right I'd hang on to that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're out there, you're taking a picture, somebody flashes. What do you do? Are you going to call the police? These people call the police.
They're putting it out there because while it didn't ruin the family trip,
they want to embarrass her.
Yeah. They want to embarrass her and make sure she has second thoughts about her actions.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I have a feeling this is going to turn around because they posted now a nude picture. This girl could probably sue them. Because they posted a naked picture of her.
Wow.
You know? And I don't believe, and I tried to look it up in Texas, that it's illegal. There are a lot of states now where women can walk around without a top on. So,
One of the family members has his shirt off.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'd love to know what people think out there. I'm sure nobody will agree with me, but really, is this such a big deal?
Are they making too much of a big deal out of this?
Oh, my gosh.
Just crop it and move on?
And I love this, by the way. They called the police, and the police were like, we're definitely pursuing this, and I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Now, we want to find the woman just as much as...
Is this her? Yeah. We're not sure.
We have a line on
Bob, zoom in on the boob a little bit.
You can't do that, Bob.
All right, 702-739-9636. Throw it out there to the jury of public opinion. Is this family making way too much of a big deal about this? Or do you agree and say, hey, when does this stop? When do you have to be accountable? And maybe they are doing the right thing. Text or call.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, talking about the photobomb heard around the world. This family from Texas at a park where their grandfather used to take them for vacation. They took a semi-casual family photo. And now it's been ruined by a woman, a middle-aged woman, who photobombed by lifting up her shirt and showing a breast.
Yeah, did you see the original picture, Morty?
Yes.
Yeah, at middle age?
Yeah, no.
That's wrong.
No.
Wow, okay. I know. No. I think, and that's the point, I think, that Laura is trying to make. She said, first of all, family photos usually are marginal and suck. She said, was this staged to fetch their 15 minutes of fame? Because that's kind of what this seems like. These people blowing it so out of proportion.
I never thought about that.
You know? And she says, too, I can't believe nobody saw this photo before posting it.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying maybe the photographer should have said, hey, maybe I should get another one.
Yes, exactly.
Because there was a woman.
What happened, Phil? Naked woman in the first one. Sorry
about
that.
I'll take the first one to keep that, but I need to take another one.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Monty said, really? Way too much of a big deal. I'm sure there are plenty of other issues that we could be concerned about here.
Okay.
So other people are saying, well, you know, if she's that stupid, I mean, she could be sued. Don't think so. Some of the laws seem to point to, if she had posted that picture of herself nude and you used it off her site, legal, perfectly legal.
Oh.
But posting a picture of somebody else nude that you took, not legal. Not legal.
Wow, so they better be careful.
So they should.
Okay. What about Rose? What do you think?
Maybe it was Grandpa's girlfriend.
Now, what makes you say that?
Maybe he was sending a, you know, I love you and I want to be present.
I'm going to be a part of this family photo no matter what it takes. Oh, that's too funny. Have a good day, Rosemary.
Thanks, girl.
Jeffrey from Henderson is on the phone. Jeffrey, what do you think?
I think, you know, honestly, to exaggerate, I didn't see the picture, but to exaggerate the whole thing the way they seem to be doing is a little ridiculous. Maybe ask for an apology from her.
Right.
You know, instead of trying to, like, smear her and shame her and stuff like that, because you guys are right. She could turn it around and say, you know, they posted a naked picture of me.
Yeah.
Well, like you said off the air, Carla, how are you going to embarrass a woman who's already lifted up her shirt to flash a boob in a family picture?
Right.
I think the family's got, you know, they are, the way you described the picture, too, I mean, it's not like, you know, Olin Mills where everybody's looking at the camera.
No.
They're looking around, you know, so, I think that, you know, maybe an apology would be fair to ask for, but, you know, again, it's a free country. She can do whatever she wants.
And again, did it harm anything? She's over to the side where it's so easy to just Photoshop or crop her out.
Jeffrey, if you see the picture, I didn't even think the three kids on the top of the sign were a part of the family.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to talk legal, are they allowed to be on top of the sign?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Anyways, all right,
question.
Jeffrey, thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Have a good morning.
Shauna says, please, with today's technology, let it go. I mean, it's not like she licked ice cream or anything. America's so uptight.
That's what you have to do. You have to look at it like, well, it's not like she...
We weigh things now. We weigh things as to how important they are and how they affect us.
Celebrating the 96 days of summer with an extended happy hour over at Scenic Brewing Company, and you can win tickets to go see that band right there, Lynyrd Skynyrd, when they come and wrap up their career on stage over at the T-Mobile Arena tonight. Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. Carla's going to be there 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Food and drink specials. Grab a sip of her very own beer.
Yep.
Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:55. Just a couple of more texts. We were talking about that photo bomb that it's all over social media. That poor family in Texas don't know how they're going to recover.
Yeah.
The woman who lifted up her shirt to be a part of the family photo.
Yeah, I know. John says, first of all, why does this never happen to me?
I bet you a lot of people are saying, was she hot?
I know. Yes. Michelle said, what the heck? Did they take the picture with a Polaroid? Photoshop or crop her out. The digital age is amazing. And Jill said, good God. Get over yourself, people. If a boob photobomb ruined your picture, I think you have some other issues. So, and Morty and I were just talking about the fact, and you saw it, Mike.
Yeah.
She's right to the side. It's almost like she did it thinking, you know what, they're going to crop this out.
Like, yuck, yuck.
Because it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for cropping.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not like she ran in front of the family.
No, and did a panoramic and went from side to side, you know. Oh, boy.
Right. Well, we get the feeling that everybody's on the same page with this whole thing. And family needs just to move on.
Yes, do.
All right. Bengals Manic Monday. As we continue with the 96 days of summer, we have a chance to win Mystery Cruise number 3. Oh, we're not done.
No.
We have another cruise to give away from Scenic Brewing Company. Want to find out more details? Join Carla tonight as we were talking right before the top of the hour. Scenic Brewing Company a little bit later on after work, family and friends, and sit there and enjoy some great food and some, great beer.
Some great beer, yeah. Try mine. This month it's the Blackberry Wheat, and it's really, really a good beer. They got a great selection over there at Scenic.
By the way, you have to check out the video that Carla did with the brewmaster over there.
Yeah, Jamie, and I'm finding out he's quite the celebrity in town when it comes to beer. There was something posted on Instagram, and people are like, oh, my God, he's a god. He's a beer god. And he's come up with some really good ones over at Scenic, so definitely come on by.
Check out the video on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, breezy today, high 106, 105 the high tomorrow. But they say the wind dying down should be a nice weekend. It's about 90 outside this morning. And another take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you in just a couple of minutes. What do you got?
Oh, you cannot believe what Katy Perry is doing to herself to stay young.
All right. We'll find out what that is, plus some other stories after John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, everyone will be happy to know the Kardashians are negotiating a new contract with E! Network for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The website that put this out, by the way, claims they want $300 million. $300 million. Now, I don't know how many more seasons this would be, but $300 million. They say they're worth a lot more now. Kim's going to become a lawyer. Kanye's much more a part of the show. Kendall and Kylie are big celebrities now, so they want more money. That's how that goes right there. And that show still does well in the ratings.
So who is the idiot? I mean, if they get it, do you blame them?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. Any of you who watch it, I blame you.
Yeah. for keeping them alive.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Ryan Seacrest owns them, basically. It's his production company. Right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he produces the show. He's one of the producers of the show. I don't even think he knew how big the show would become, what, 10 years ago now?
You know what? I think he thought a couple of seasons,
yeah, exactly,
this would be a joke, and
yeah,
I'll move on.
Move on. I'll do something else. Well, guess what?
Okay.
Still a joke, but making millions. Adam Lambert. Now, he says that he's always made it very clear, I am not Freddie Mercury. I'm not Queen, but he's not against maybe doing some new music with Queen.
It's like one of those never say never type things. You know, we have been asked it repeatedly by the press, yeah, and by fans. And when we talk about it, it always kind of just seems like, well, if something comes up and it's the right song or the right idea for the right project, mm-hmm, sure, maybe we would do it.
Yeah, it's you know, he's always, and I think it's cool. He makes it very, very clear. It's like, I'm Adam Lambert, and I'm working with Queen.
That's why they post it, and they bill it, yeah, as Queen with Adam Lambert.
Exactly. He doesn't consider himself, you know, an official member of Queen. He
right,
just doesn't. It, you know, good or bad, whether you like it or not. I mean, good for him for being very clear about that.
Although, I would be interested to hear new music.
I agree.
And see how it sounds.
Yeah, I agree. You know, people, I don't know if you're eating your oatmeal right now, but
Katie, put it away, Mike.
Katy Perry said she's doing now, to combat aging,
mm-hmm,
a lot of enemas. That's what she's doing.
A lot of them?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, she says as you get older, you know, you have longer hangovers, the cells in my body are dying. So I did this thing called, it's called Panka Karma. She said it's basically eating and cleansing, lots of enemas. So,
well, how many can you do a day?
Well, that's, I don't know about daily, but weekly. But just so you know, people, I kind of had to look some things up. And doctors warn repeated use of these.
Yeah.
Over a short period of time can cause major problems. So don't say, huh, I think I'll do. Matter of fact, they say that if you need one of those, do that because you need it.
Yeah.
Okay?
You don't want to mess with the plumbing down there.
No, you don't want to mess with it. We've all had the colonoscopy at this point, and
yeah,
it is no fun prepping for that.
I'm
Jeez,
fine.
That is my painfully deep take.
It's been a while since Carla got into her Kathleen Pelewski character to pose another senseless,
yes,
survey, but we thought we'd do one this morning. Find an unsuspecting listener.
Okay.
Give them a call, see what happens. We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes. Right now, it's Van Halen's Panama.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we haven't done one of these in a while, but it's another senseless survey. Carla, of course, gets into her Kathleen Pelewski character. And we're calling a guy by the name of Mike.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Pelewski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I was just wondering if you're available to answer a few short questions.
Sure.
It won't take more than 5 minutes. May I ask how many people in your household?
4.
Would you support a 4-day work week?
Of course.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. If someone wears no pants, should they be allowed in the restaurant?
No.
If you only have one eye, are you blinking or winking?
Blinking.
Sir, who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Oh, man.
Can you repeat that one?
Who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Who'd you say you were again?
Kathleen Pelewski from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I have one more question. Are you available?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Come on.
Hello?
Should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
This is ridiculous. What was the question again with potty?
Sir, the question was, should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
Do you know what? This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
Oh, whoops. Just like that, he's gone. It was the potty question that got him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I love it. Mr. Wiggins.
I love it.
From the Carol Burnett Show.
Lincoln. Should adults be banned?
I could barely get it out.
Oh, my God. We got to call him back and make sure he knows that it was us calling. But there you go. Another great senseless survey.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Check this out. A guy was busted smuggling drugs from Colombia to Spain last month because of his silly high toupee. The police were a little suspicious of why the guy's hairpiece was riding so high on his head. Well, it turned out he had $33,000 worth of cocaine under it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to top you, actually, with the... I'm going to bottom you, actually.
Okay. I mean, you think of all the places you could hide the cocaine.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And he probably thought to himself, I'm not going to hide it there there.
No. No.
Safest place might be on my head.
Right?
The 66-year-old high-ranking government official, it sounds like a story out of Russia.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
This is in Iowa, was recently forced to resign because of his obsession with Tupac.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. A high-ranking official in Iowa? Mike, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
High-ranking official
listen to the
in
Tupac.
Iowa.
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Everybody, you listen to Tupac. You know, we would celebrate his birthday.
Why don't you all listen to Tupac there, huh?
Or that. That included him playing the music in his office, sending emails to 4,000 of his employees telling them to commemorate Tupac's birthday.
Okay. Wow, man. I mean, good on him for, you know, keeping him alive. But, wow.
Not everybody shares in your passion.
No, but you know what? Why don't you make your way to Vegas? Because Elvis is still alive here. And there are a lot of people who believe that.
Thank you.
You know, get your
butt.
You'll
Carla.
Be fine here. You'll blend right in, dude. You'll blend right in. Mike, here you go. Florida guy was arrested for hiding drugs as well, but he hid them there, right in the butt cheeks.
Oh,
there
no.
you go. And he almost got away with it, but he was pulled over for speeding. An officer said, you know what? We smell marijuana. I was like, what? It's not me. And then later he confessed and said, it is me. And then and then that one guy, the rookie, had to remove the 12 baggies.
It's always the rookie.
Aw, man.
Rook.
Seriously?
Come on, Boot.
I don't want to do it again, you guys. Jeez, yeah, he had pot, he had heroin, he had the whole bit. I don't know how huge are you. Like, I mean, there's got to be some filing going on when you're putting that away. You know,
and that's all. Wow. He got stopped because he was speeding.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I would speed too if I had that much stuff.
Well, if you're smuggling drugs in your butt, you might want to do the speed limit,
or find somebody to drive you.
Yes, exactly.
That has more, is a little bit more focused on the.
Boy, and then there's this out of Tennessee. Guys, the police department there is asking residents to please refrain from flushing drugs down the toilet to prevent meth gators. So they don't want they don't want meth gators. But you're welcome, Sci-Fi Network. Meth gator NATO, huh? Meth gator NATO.
You know, I never thought about where the drugs actually go.
Yeah, yeah.
But
meth
you're right.
Gators. We're gonna have nothing but meth gators, Cletus. Get it out of there. Meth gators, I'm telling you. What are they listening to? That EDM music? What the hell is that? Turn it off, Cooter. Turn it off. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Well, you know, Hurricane Barry kind of wreaked havoc on Louisiana this past weekend. Well, about 16,000 people were supposed to go to a big convention in New Orleans. It was the sorority Delta Sigma Theta. It's a historically black sorority, started at Howard University back in 1913. Everything was paid for, bought and paid for. For 16,000 people, the event was cut way short because of Hurricane Barry. They had thousands of meals that weren't going to be eaten now and going to be wasted. So they took them out. They just started handing them out to the hurricane victims. Big deal because, you know, they were all prepped right before the storm hit, so they were ready to go. So a spokesman for the food bank that they set this up with said it was just amazing to see this, and he was very impressed with what they did by not wasting the food. Usually that happens, and the food is just wasted. So, they handed it out to the people who were affected by it, a lot of homeless people as well. So good on them, man. 16,000 people.
That's a lot.
And and 17,000 meals left over. Because as you know, Mike, when you do a wedding, you got to go like 10% over it.
That's a great story, though.
Isn't that great?
I mean, you think you're going, you're going to have fun, and blah, blah, blah. And then something happens.
Wow.
And you turn tragedy into a good thing, and look what happens.
You know, though, there was that one girl going, God, it's like really windy outside, though. And I'm going to pass these out.
You know what? That's why we say anytime you hear a good story or have one yourself, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. We would love to hear your story. 9:41, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon here in just a couple of minutes. Recap of the show. All right, we got sucked in. We all did it. The face app.
I just posted it.
On our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website. Check that out. The family that got photobombed. You know what? The general consensus from what we got.
Right.
Via text and phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah. There are problems.
Either crop it or do another picture.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be
fine.
And don't forget tonight, Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. Although Scott Thompson won the cruise, no bonus clue, but you can still stop by. Carla's going to be there from 6 to 8, extended happy hour.
Yes.
Register for the Leonard Skinner tickets, plus some other tickets and show tickets you have to give away. And take a sample of Carla's specially brewed beer.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, Mike. You actually can. You can do a flight there, like four little beers if you don't want to drink too much. You can try a few of them. But do try that blackberry wheat because it's awesome. Not going to be around forever.
She's going to be there tonight. Night 6 to 8, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.